During those minutes, we're focusing on Shabbos. We had reached Motzei Shabbat, and we discussed the Vihi Noam. We say, when we come into Vihi Noam, we go into Uva Letzion. We skip the Pasuk Uva Letzion Goel. The Redeemer should come to Zion, because we have a tradition that the Redeemer isn't coming at night. So we never say a prayer that's irrelevant. So we wouldn't say the verse Uva Letzion Goel at night, because it's not relevant at night. So we skip it at night. And being that Uva Letzion Goel and the verse Vani Zot Briti Otam are two verses that are adjacent, we skip both. The two psukim go together. So when we skip one, we skip the other. That's why in Motzei Shabbat we start right away. V'ata kadosh yoshev tirot Yisrael v'karas et ze. Right? Why do we skip two psukim? Because the two go hand in hand. And on Tisha B'Av that comes out on Motzei Shabbat, we don't want to begin v'ani zot briti. This is my covenant with them. Because what are we discussing Tisha B'Av night? The destruction. And it would sound like we're making a covenant over destruction. So we don't say, and this is my covenant. We're just heading into Tisha B'Av, right? It's Matzah Shabbos, Sun, and now it's Tisha B'Av. So we don't want to start off Tisha B'Av by saying, and this is our covenant with God. No, our covenant is not about destruction. And also, our covenant with God, what is the covenant? It's the Torah. And on Tisha B'Av, we don't learn Torah. So we don't begin with, and this is my covenant with them. So, So we begin every Matzei Shabbos V'ata Kadosh after Vihi Noam. We skip the first two psukim, as we explained, because they discuss redemption, and we don't have redemption at night. Shabbat Shalom.